Mishmaris Halavia in the carrying of the Chelkei Mishkan, the Nesiyah. It starts with Betzem in the Pasha before. It starts with the Kohanim, and it says that the Kohanim were the ones that covered up everything. And then the last Pasha says, Vaydava Shomoshel An Lemur, Al Tachrisa Shevet Mishpas Akos Lech Halavim. There's a chash of that they would die if they don't cover up the kelim before, because they shouldn't see how the iron disappears into the tick, and that's why we have to cover up the inyanim with the natik, so that they shouldn't die. So it's a very, very modern, it's a very strange type of malach. I mean, lemaisa, if it's a din of the isay staklus, Kohanim also are not allowed to be mistakled. And you see that there was no issa. The Kohanim were the ones that did it. The Kohanim were the ones that put everything away, and they put everything in the kisuim and everything. But like I say, it's a high madrega, low madrega. Like upon him, it needs a havana what the nekuda of the mechasit was that Shebelei wasn't allowed to. In the Shaluach Machnes, which is after you have the different chelkei of the Messias, it says that there's a din of Shiluach Machnes, and you have three types of Tmeim. Be'emes, this parasha Shlebim Kremer. Rashi says this parasha was with Akomas Mishkan, not the Messias HaMishkan. Vaistais, that if it's over here, it's because of Mitzah the Inyan of Shiluach Machnes has a kesha with the three different, you know, it's just like this Machnes in a large sense. There's Machna, Yisrael, Levia, and Shchina. Within the three chalakim of the Levium also connected this, and this is a tzirup to that parasha. Another inyan in Nazir, by Nazir, there's a strange inyan. Most of the time in the Torah, Cyrus are a negative inyan. Lamashal, Asa was the Isoyer that was negative. Blurius is a sign of Yuara. The Cyrus is Bederach Klal, not something that is good. Levium, the Tyrus Levium was with the Giluach Cyrus. That was the Tyrus of Levium. So Cyrus is Bederach Klal seen as something that's, it says Dinishayra. It's a Dinishayra. Different in Yonim Cyrus are there, it's toned to Mitila when you're Naikul Yodov. And what's interesting is a Nazir in Chazal, in the Gemara in the Dorim, it's mashma ki'ilu the tachlis of Nazirus was to be megaleach Osiris. And l'chura mitzah, the din Nazir itself, the din is that gadol pera, you're not supposed to be megaleach Osiris. So you have here l'chura Nazir is on a higher dargan, is more kadosh, he should certainly be megaleach Osiris, and is megaleach Osiris only after he finishes Nazirus. Someone of Shach, if Cyrus is a thing that are negative, like Olden Yonim we said, Bechura Nazir should, just like his Mafish from Yain, he should either be Misgaleach, but certainly not the Shabidin of Gidl Pera. And then Faket, once he finishes it, there's a new Indian that he should, then he should be Misgaleach as Cyrus. The Tzadik brings over here the Zohar in the Psicha to the Parasha here, starts with a Pasik and Philum. Says Asher Adam LeYachshel Hashem Ovein VeEin Beruchei Remiya, that the luck is a person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't count his averus VeEin Beruchei Remiya, and there's no ramos in his nefesh. So the Zayah asks Manefshah. The Reisha is Mashma that you're talking about someone that has averus but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Choshevit. And like you find in a lot of times in the Gemara in Yuma, you find different madregas where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Choshev Daver, not Choshev Daver, the first one, the second one, Noitel Alav Chesed. You're in Yonim in Mitzar HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ashkoch in his din that there are Averis, but it's not Choshev Daver. So the first half of the Pasuk, the Zohar says, the Reish of the Kroh is the person has Averis, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Choshev. The Sefer the Kroh, it says Ve'ein Beruch HaRimiyah, that there's Bechlal no Rimiyah in Azura. So the Assyrian generation is safe. That's the Zohar Zarichas over here. Rav Tzadok tells us the kesher of that nekuda to this parasha. The bottom line is, the bottom line of the Zohar has one of his bottom lines, he has a few mouths, is that certain on a certain dag that a person did an avera, but in the Zeruach there's no revia. But still, the kesher of parasha doesn't seem to be all that, where the kesher is not clear. And that's the nekuda I want to speak about. The three inyanim of Tuma, if we take a look at Klal Yisrael's Chanoya around the Mishkan, there are kilu three inyanim of Tuma that have to be kept out at three different levels. It's Keilu, there were three Sha'orim around the Kodesh, and the outer Shar, the middle Shar, and the inner Shar. The Mitzera is the outer Shar. Zav is the inner Shar, and Tamimeis is the innermost Shar. So it's kilu three dargis. The first circle is stops Mitzera, which we'll assume is the worst. That has to be stopped at the outer gate, and then you have Zav, which is stopped at the middle gate, and then you have the Tamimeis, which is only stopped at the inner gate itself. All the Sfarim bring it as being parallel to Kinataiva and Kavod, that Mitzera is something that's brought about through Kina, so that's easy, to Mashahara and Benam Haver, all those in Yanim, that's easy. Taiva, Zav is an Indian of Taiva, and that's also easy. Kavod and Tavimeis is not something that's easy at all to see. What's harder a little bit to understand is also, we've spoken a lot of times when we learned the Maral, and we're mechalik and chelke ha-nefesh of a person, the guf is first, and then you have the nefesh, what he called the nefesh, or what we call the middle chelek, which would be like the regesh, the midas of the person, and what the Maral calls seichel, which would be like neshama and so on. So we have the three dargas, the outermost darga is taiva, and kin is the second darga, and the kovid or the darga of seichel would be the innermost darga. And yet over here it's reversed. First you start with mitzera, which is kinna, which by the morale is always the middle, and then you go to taiva, and then you go to kovid. So I want to explain a little bit in this context. When you're speaking on the level, on a yochid, on the b'china of a yochid, so definitely taiva is the outermost shell of the person. The person is a guf, and taivas, and that's what he wants. So on the outermost shell of a person, if you're looking for that, then it would be, taiva would be the first layer. If you're looking at a tzibur, before you even get to the teichin of the tzibur, the first thing is there has to be a tzibur. It's not for granted that you have a tzibur. You have a million people, and each person is a person himself, and there is no... it's not a tzibur unless there's a chibur between chelek to chelek. So on the level of a yachid, where the chibur is for granted, and that's who the person is, so then taiva is definitely the first. When you're talking about a tzibur, the first layer, the skin of the tzibur, the skeleton that holds it together, is not kina, is where then where they mischaber one with another. So if someone is not mischaber to the klal, it never gets off the first base. So that's why kina is the outermost layer, and a mitzera that was nichshol in lashon hara, which is usually Naveh from Kina, that stops at the outer gate. And that's understandable in terms of the Mitzera being outside. That's the first item. Taiva and Kavod take on a little bit of a different connotation, and this is where I want to make the connection of the Chiluk. When a person, forgetting about Taiva in the sense that it's a physical Indian, is true, but is it a little bit of a taiva vis-a-vis kovid has a little bit of a different approach to it. Taiva is the pshat, be'etzem the koach that drives a person is taiva, rotzen, taiva. Taiva is something that focuses on the darga the person is holding now. For instance, if you take a child and you sit him down, and at the age of six, he likes marbles, he likes to play with a truck, he likes to eat. Those are inyanim that are bashehu shamdik inyanim, and that's what he likes. So the koyach hataiva in a broader sense is that the person is focused on that which he is. Kavod is always is a sort of a sense for something that's beyond. When you take a group of people and everybody learns 5 hours a day, and one person putting in 8 hours a day, we stand them up and we say, "Take a look, he's cheshved, and all of you, he's learning 8 hours a day. This person did more." Kavod is the bechina of inyanim that are pierced where something is. So when a person shtolz tzu, the koyach hanefesh that shtolz tzu a person to those inyanim that is shayach to now is taiva. If I enjoy learning 5 hours a day, that's what I like doing, and this is it makes me feel good, and I enjoy it, and I'm it with it. So that chelik of myself is there in place, and the mela. That I would call that, in a broad sense, I would call that koach hataiva. It's where I am right now. What stoops me to go beyond where I am, with the etzem, I don't yet have a tshuka and a rotzen, but I like something cheshiva, I like something better, that koach is kavod. And that's why when we mechavid people, we mechavid them for being pierced where the tzibur is, above the tzibur, beyond the tzibur. And when a person longs for kavod, it means he's willing to do things that he doesn't enjoy now per se, because his understanding is that it takes him further down the road. Nobody wants to get covered for something he'll never enjoy, but there's a sense of I can become something bigger than I am. So right now, my isyachsus tit, I can't relate to doing this and this. I can't relate to it now. If I was in a desert island, I wouldn't do it. But I know it's very chashuv, and I will be pierced where I am now if I go to it. So, taiva and kavod have in themselves a relationship that taiva is the metzias of the person basheru sham, and kabila taiva l'ra, and kavod is where the person stalls of tzut to mahalchim that are beyond it. So in taiva, there is a tumah, that when a person does the taiva is gufnius, and there's also a metzias of kedusha in the sense that the person's is askus gosa nafshi l'tava. A person is doing things that he wants to do. A person has an enjoyment to ruchnius, if he's fulfilled, whatever. That's where he is. This is me. This is where I'm at. Kavod is the bridge between where the person is now to beyond the person. And in that mahal of the person is shy after something beyond him. In that mahal of kavod, there is a tremendous makom sakana. There's a makom toiv and a tremendous makom sakana. The makom toiv, the Nefesh HaChayim says when he speaks about the different chelkei. About the Chalkei HaNefesh, he basically says that most the Pagam of Averis is Chal on the lower parts of a person's Nefesh, and the Chibur to what's beyond him is what gives him is what's Metakim. So when the person is holding by X and he does Averis and that world of his becomes Charif, it's beyond it, it's what's above it, beyond it, that is metakin. So just like if a person is poigim, if you have a system that corrects itself, like the body, if a particular cell is something happens to it, so the cells around it figure out something's wrong, and there's a system of the body that covers it and heals it. And so on. Anytime you have a mahalach where a person is mechubah to something above, if somebody is taking care of me, let's say I, for whatever reason, I messed up at something, I bankrupted or something, if there's someone above me who's taking care of me, so he'll restart the process and put me back on my feet again, and so on and so forth. That's the mahalach of the tikkunim fachet, that a person is mechubah to something beyond me. So there's one mahalach in that inyan of what we call covet, is that it is my tikkun. It's where I can shtol zuch to somebody on me. That's the mashal, the whole inyan of covet, of Torah, of Mikdash. Any place that's covet means it's a sheirish bigger than me, that if I shtol zuch to, I get my chiz from it. So this kibud avayim, this kibud kvayda Torah, kvayda rabbi, kvayda Mikdash, all those in Yanim that are things bigger than me, I shtol zuch tzu through mahalach of kavod. There's a pgam in kavod, and that's a much sharper pgam than taiva. And it takes two oifanim that pgam in kavod works. One pgam in kavod is that since I'm desperate to be more than I am, since I want to be more than I am, I don't actually evaluate myself correctly. I know to be a masmid is something chashim, because people aren't born with asmada naturally, and it's counter the goof and so on to be a masmid. So when there is but I want to be a masmid, the chelik of the person that wants to be better than himself. So one etzah is, I can talk myself into it. I'm masmid, yeah. I learn all day, mamish, three slurim a day, valdi. That's one mahalach where kavod is this. It because in the evaluation of when I have a scale and I'm weighing A versus B, I want to see if my thing is as heavy as a stand that I'm weighing against. If the scale is crooked, it tells me yes, even though it's not true. So one pagam in the union of kavod is where a certain sheker weeds its way in, and the person outweighs the person pashut, looks at it wrong because he's desperate he's desperate to equalize two inyanim, the goal and the reality. So I can tamper with the scale and they'll weigh exactly the same. I can tamper with my glasses and they'll look the same. That's one mahalach of ra in kavod. There's a second mahalach, and in a sense this is even much deeper pgam. Let's say a person's taiva is attention. No, but I'm a person who wants attention, needs people to say, oh, he's dressed so smartly, he's this, he's that, fine. That's a person's mitzvah. And then somebody comes to me and says, you know, it's a shek of avolim, it's narishkeit, what do you have from it? It's klum, it's oilum kola. Real things are learning, davening, and so on and so forth. Good. So I can start learning basmada and use it to get attention. And still stand and walk around with a gemara under my armor day and say, Rabbi, say, take a look how I'm learning. So the pshat is, I'm taking the world above and schlepping it down to the mitzvahs here. It's the cover. It means instead of me looking for something beyond, if it covered around means there's an oifen of a higher das than me, and I have to shtalzach to above. What I can do is I can take that higher oifen and try to incorporate it, make it part of this world, instead of the bridge between this world and the better world is a one-way street going the other way. That I lift myself up from where I am and I say it's havel avolim, the only thing is das alekim, and I can go there and that's it. I say, you know, you can get a lot of comfort from das alekim. and bring it down here, and it becomes part of what we would call taiva now in this framework. It's the mitzvahs of enjoyments. My enjoyments now are attention. My enjoyments are now whatever it is, and b'meila, I make it part of it. Those are the two pgamim in the olam of kavod, the way we describe it. The Chet HaDemarishan, the Maral says, worked around Kina and Taiva and Kavod. And he says that the Nechbad Lahaskil and the three Inyanim mentioned the Pasuk, three, four Inyanim, that it's Mara and the Lahaskil and Lechol, those are three Inyanim that had the Kina, Taiva and Kavod in it. And he brings the machlekes of whether it was Taina or Geffen or Achitim. We've spoken about it a few times already, that it's a machlekes, which one was the Iker, and which was the Sheresh which came along with it. But the Nochesh's Taina was Visim Kelly Kim Yadea Teivara. It's certainly Visim Kelly Kim was the Nakuda of Chibut or something beyond. Adam's Sheifa was to go past himself and to become this Chabad HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Das Elyon. So that is the Nekudah of Kavod. And the Mela, the Etzim Inyan to be Shayach to Ribbono Shel Olam in Metzias is the noblest Shifa. That's the Shifa of Kavod in the person. When Adam took from that, and where Adam, what the Nochash insinuated, and where Adam fell through was, Visim Kelokim means you can take a likus, make it part of Reb Adam's personality, and people look at it and say, oh, Adam is also an Elokim. Instead of Adam being Shayef Telikus and being Mevatel himself, in other words, his goal should be Mevatel himself to Das, he wanted to take Das and make it one of his possessions. The Nachash told him, you can have it also. You can also be a second Elokim. That's where there was a mix-up in Kavod between it being a one-way street, that this world is available, and the only thing there is to get out of it and to become bottle to Das Elyon, or to take Das Elyon and to parade it around and make it part of this mitzvah. That was the klipa of Adam, of Adam's chet. That was the tremendous turning point. Misa is something which takes a person from where he is. There's an Indian of Kavod Ameis, the place where there's Kavod besides Kvoitera and Kvoitavimai is Kavod Ameis. And that's in Halacha, Kavod Ameis is the Indian of Kavod. That's like a lot of things. It's a place where Kavod has the biggest Indian, except for the Indianim of Vimoy and Misavinch and so on. The pshat is that Tzuras Adam rose above the Afa. That, I mean, the first thing is Adam was Afa, and he was Adama, and he became Adam. That itself was a move of Kavod, where something the Bria moved to a higher stage. By going down again, that's Ke'ilu, a Hefech of Kavod. That's the biggest design is that be'etzim you were a piece of offer walking around. But the chayla oilam, the havin of chayla oilam is that Adam would go from Adama to Vayipach Bapach. He would cross the bridge one step further. Instead, he goes back one step, and what you thought that you were so and so and so and so, you should know that you're not Elihim Atem, but Ke'echad Adam to Musim. You're a person like anyone else, and you're an offer. So my offer atav al offer tashuv is, since his aliyah was b'sheker yisoida, so b'meila it goes back to what it was. That is where misa is ke'ilu the tikkun, or however we call it, for the chet of kavod, and that's why the bizoyan of a meis mutal is a tremendous bizoyan until kvura, because that's when we come nista and v'leisol and v'leisol and so on. All the nyanim of Kavod and Halacha are there because that's the ultimate pagam in Kavod. That where Adam, it wasn't the pshat that Ofer became Adam, who is an Elyon and is Chay Loilam, but it's be'etzim offer that has in itself, that looks like a tzuras adam, but never, but goes back again to being offer. That's like the false covenant. It's like it schlepped tzuras adam from another world into this world and made tzuras adam part of offer. La raya, that at some point the tzura disintegrates and becomes the offer it was. That is the mahalach of covered by adam and his misa and so on. Let's go back to our inyan over here. The Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan's Mokram in Klal Yisrael was this nekuda of, just like the neshama to the guf, like Nefesh HaChaim says, if the neshama is in the guf, and the guf has some chibur to it, the pgam is on the lower part, but the chibur will always revitalize it. It'll always receive back again its fears from that chibur, as long as it's mechubur. So b'meila, the Adam's tikkun lies from the fact that it's mechubur to lamala. That is Adam as a person. What the most he can do, Nefesh HaChaim says, the most he can do is be menafik himself from what's above. But he can't really be pagim, and that's why he tried to do tshuva. In Klal Yisrael, that same setup is the Mishkan, with the Shachanti, the Seicham is there, and the Chibur of Klal Yisrael, in as much as Klal Yisrael shtels it to Mishkan and to Mikdash, it has that same Metzias. And that's why, as long as it says, like it says in the Pasuk, the Beis HaBechira is a mokum kapara, and most of the avodah in the Beis HaBechira is kaparadik. Karbonis, chatoros, hashomos, oilos are a ritzu of sorts, and let's say the big day kuhun are kaparas, the avodah of Yom Kippur, which is the highest avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, is kulei kapara. The pshat is it's not the pshat that Beis HaMikdash is only it's a haspel when things go wrong. You wouldn't make the hospital not the center of an ummah. It's never. Whoever got sick goes to the hospital. It's the other way around. The reason why the Beis HaMikdash is the Mokrim Kapara is because it's the Sheirish of the Metzias of Klal Yisrael. Since Klal Yisrael's Sheirish is there, as long as you remain Mechubah to the Sheirish, then it can be Mechabah. The Tnaifet is not to let something, not to let anything bad come into the Beis HaMikdash, into the Mishkan. So you have three dargas. You have the Metzera. The Metzera klapi, like we said before, klapi at Tzibur, a Metzera is worse than a Baal Taiva. Kina is a worse meter than Taiva, because Kina makes no Tzibur. A Tzibur is not for, a person is for granted, because Rav is Mechab is Evarim, and he's one whole mixture, because that's what he was created. A tzibur, the first avoid of the tzibur is to be together. And that's the Said Wayan Chazal. People don't always learn it upright. In Chazal, they write that Dalturia is worse than terrible Averis. And the reason is, for Yachid, the Be'er Averis are Be'er Averis. Averizar is much worse than Lashon Hara, and given the choice, the person definitely has to choose Lashon Hara. There's no, I mean, Avodah Zarah is Chomot, Klape Yochid. Klape at Tzibur, if there's Dilturia, if there's Kina, if there's friction, then you don't have a Tzibur. By definition, you never got a first base. Once you have a Tzibur, the question is, what is the Tzibur being Oisik in? But in Tzibur, so the first Shire is the Shire gets Mitzayr, that's Machni Yisrael. Without that, you don't have Yisrael. The second shah is Kneged Zav, Kumasiva, and that's the pshat is Taiva is the Metzias of something Basher Husham. And naturally, the Klipa is Be'er Taivas, but even without that, just the Metzias of something, a person Shaku and where he is and happy what he is. Vala Taiva are people that have no ambition. The people who are ambition are full of trying to get further ahead without enjoying what they have. People who are Balei Taiva are Shakur in what they have and never get further than where they are. That's the Metzias of Taiva. So B'meilu, that's the second Shah. And that's also a steer to Beis HaMikdash, because There's no, the whole mahalach of Beis Hamikdash is that there's a place beyond where I am. There's an akuda that's vital in me. The third shahr is the shahr of kovet, is the shkeneged kovet, and that's tumei meis, like we said, because misa was the gzera of where things were. The kilkel of misa was a direct result of the kilkel of the year of kovet, and in that mitzias you have the mitzias of tumas meis. It's let's first. There's a reason why it's connected the three inyanim that the Leviim did. Let's first see something else. By a nazir, we ask by the nazir the difference in Cyrus. Why Cyrus are bad sometimes and they're good sometimes. A person's Cyrus are understood by Chazal, by Kavanenu, as being ki'ilu, the part of the person, the seichel, the lashon used is Yisus of Chochma. It's ki'ilu, the part of the person that's higher than him. It's the highest part of the body. And so a person's das, a seichel, should be the highest part of his body. And something grows higher than that. And those are the sairis. Bederach klal, that is a bad sign, because it's gaiva. It's ki'ilu, the seichel that a person uses and assimilates and integrates and makes part of him is good. That's the person. The seichel of Asha, a person who uses his seichel, he shows off his seichel. That's what he's doing with his seichel. That's bad. And b'meila, long hair is always considered a sign of gaiva, of lurius, a sign of a person naturally throws back his hair when he's kind of arrogant. Anything that comes beyond a person's natural seichel, the chelik that's quote unquote above him, usually is bad. A person with derech klal reduces it to being a toy in its own right, and not a mahalach to strive for further. So normal people, so bederach klal sairis are considered bad. I saw by a nazir it's adirabe, because a nazir is parish from taiva. Yayin, the precious from yayin is a precious from taiva. Because he's a parish from taiva, he can live in the world of kavod. He can live past where he is. A person who's shakur and where he is, what he does is he schleps in everything beyond it. A person who's got very simple midas and silly attention and silly taivas and so on like that, just very, very undeveloped in his mitzvahs. It doesn't exist there, because in his nefesh there's no klita for such seichel. So all it is it's funny, it's a joke, it's arrogant. It doesn't have a makom to be. So kolzman a person shakur and taiva, any mahalchim beyond him he'll fashlep. Because a nazir is a parish from yayin, that means he's working not from taiva but from something beyond it. That he's shayach to kovet and Cyrus are appropriate. When he stops the nazirus and he goes back to yayin, that's when he has to shave off his hair. So the mahalchim of the kavod, one kilkul is the person taking it and misusing it. There's a second inyan, and that's the inyan that he wanted to talk about. If the person is connected to something beyond him, and he's emes in his evaluation, then sooner or later he's going to be there. If a person has the following 2 points clear, that ideal and noble and great is the person who's on darga, on a high madrega, and secondly his evaluation is in place, then he'll be there at some point, because it's very clear to him. In his mind, the most chashuv thing is Torah, is Kedusha, whatever, and he's emes with himself that he's not there, where he is versus that. He's going to have to get there, because mitzvah is kedusha and nefesh, that's where he's holding. So the other eitzah is to distort his evaluation and say to himself, yeah, I'm there, I'm just as good, this is the same thing, no difference, and so on and so forth. When a person destroys that, that is a churban that he'll never be able to be more than he is, because whatever goal he places himself, he feels he's there. That midah is called remiyah. A ramai is somebody that falls under thinking A is B. It's very interesting. Lavan arami is considered the worst. Bikish lakas akoil. And you know, everyone talks about why we say dafka, why we talk about it. Pesach night, because the others are the sheirish of Klal Yisrael, and kol's mind which stalls a chtsu to shroshim to sheirish, a person can always be reinvigorated. A person can always steig because it's where to go to. Mosay yegiu ma'isa lema'isa voisay. So any frontal assault on Klal Yisrael is not an akira of the shroshim. It breaks the tree. And if the tree is broken, the sheirish can sprout a tree again. Lavan said, "Abonim bonai," that noisechab noisai. It's and everything. Bekolash choli. He said, "One second, your grandfather's Yaakov. Yaakov was a pauper with nothing. Lavan is the grandfather. In other words, the akira of shroshim. The tsushtal is you want to say masay agiyo maisech maisech maisai. Yeah, I'm here. Reb Lavan. That's where you can shal zachtsu to." The only way it's shaykh to be oikah something is where a person is mishaker in the tzushtal. What is tzushtal to what? Any sheker in that, any ramos in that becomes bad. So that's what the pasuk, that's what Isaiah says. That asha oven, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not count. The Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't finalize Averis as a person's Metzias so long as he's Mechubah to something beyond him. So long as a person is Mechubah to his Ruach, to his Nefesh, to his Neshama, he has a Neshama, and the Neshama, we say Tahirihi, that it's Emes, it's Kodesh, and B'meila, the person can Shtalzach Tzu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's a temporary affair, because tomorrow he's going to do tshuva, if not tomorrow, the day after. There's a tikkun, like Nefesh HaChaim says, the tikkun starts from the fact that a higher dagger sprouts the lower dagger. But the t'nai is ve'ein beruchai remia. Ruach is the b'china that's mechaba, the lower part of us, the nefesh, to the neshama. If in the ruach there's any sheker, then it's off. Because what's a person going to do tshuva? He's there. He thinks he's there, or he misreads what's up there. He either distorts who the others are, or distorts who he is. If the scale can either weigh down the side he's weighing, or it can lift up the other side. If both of them are the same remia, if something in the comparison, if a person schleps down others or lifts himself up beyond, that's remia, and then it's not shaykh. There's no taking for the person. So the pasuk the pasuk is saying that it's the hakdama for this parasha. This parasha deals with the chibur of Klal Yisrael to the Mishkan, to the Mikdash, and the Mela in the Sharim that are important. The innermost Shah that's the most important in that chibur is the Shah of Kavod, and that is in that chibur between what's beyond the person, where a person is, that's called. That shar, the pgam of that shar is remiyah. That's the ruach. The ruach is always the chibur of tachtonim talyonim. It's connected to oisvav and nothing more. It's connected to oisvav in the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's what's mechaber the one to the other. The also says the famous ruach vav ruchay lost the ruach vav. The vav of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is that chibur. So as long as we have a Beis HaMikdash there, as long as we have a Mishkan there, then it's shayach to that a person has a makam kapara, because he's always shalom zechut tol yoinim. So aliyah leregel and the ma'aser sheni, all the inyanim that brought a person to a chibur with the Mishkan of Beis HaMikdash was a tikkun for zaveris, and b'meila that various fell off because the person became a better person, a higher person, a different person, and it was like the Rambam's Lashonis of he's not the same person as it was yesterday, and so on. But if a person is pagan with that Leah Shire and is Merameh, So covet becomes, on the one hand, is the chatimtza to look for something higher. Covet b'toiv is the striving, and the ravid is where the person distorts it. That's the havana in the hakdama to this parasha. We don't have today Mishkan, we don't have Beis Hamikdash, and that's why our situation is so low, and we don't have what the shtol zechtzu to. It's not the pshat. People make a mistake when they picture the Beis Hamikdash and the Mishkan. They picture as if people were automatically perfect. There wasn't. I mean, look at Tanakh. They had all the averes. The chiddush was that they had a makom kapara and a makom tikkun. They could shtol zechavek vis-a-vis the emes and say, where am I? Just like if a person has a watch that's not so accurate, but he has a place where he can calibrate it when he needs it, then it's also good. It's not great, but it's good. I can always check my watch every morning by the main clock in the city, and fine, so it'll be off, maybe a minute, maybe not. But if I don't have where to calibrate it, then it's less than useless. It's misleading. The Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan and Klal Yisrael was a place where you could shtolzach 2-3 times a year and set your watch and calibrate yourself. And that's why it was a makom kapara and a makom tikkun for Klal Yisrael. We don't have it. What we do have is Ein Lanu Shir El HaTorah Zayis. It says Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Miyad Shechor Beis HaMikdash Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Amash HaLacha Buvad, means that an akuda of pure emes, where a person can calibrate himself, lies only in Torah, and in a certain sense, specifically in halacha, in the broad sense of the word, because that's where there's it's as clear as can be what's right and what's wrong, in a very tachlistic way. A person as long as a person is mechuber to Torah, as long as a person is mechuber to something higher. Or even to Adam Gadol, so a person has a makom to impact himself because he has where the shtol zechtzu, and that's the inyan of kavod haTorah, kavod lander, kavod chachamer, that the person is shtolling zechtzu. The person says to himself, "This is a place I should be striving for. This is better than I am, and therefore therefore this is where I can set my goals to." That is the inyan of the kavod. The kilkulim are two. One kilkul is for a person who's matzliach in yonim, but he wasn't metakin his midah of kavod. So what he does is he takes in yonim that should take him to a higher world. A person who escaped from this world into the olam of Torah, so what people say about him should be of no importance. And the kilkul of it is where he takes his Torah and changes it back into this world for people to talk about it. That is one terrible kilkul. And in a certain sense, it also it ruins his chance for ever becoming a hecher person, because he takes anything higher and exchanges it for cheap little pennies of this world. That is one kilkul. And the second kilkul, which is probably the most relevant, because the second thing needs the shemira of Tumas Meis around that little Mikdash or Mishkan that we still have left, is that a person be honest in the calibration. If a person has covered for the right and yonim, a person knows what's right and what's good and so on, then the Mokib Gam is in his ability to evaluate himself vis-a-vis that in him. And that's what the Pasuk, and that's what the Zohar brings the Pasuk as Akdama, that as long as a person is mechubah to that which is higher and better than him, then on that it says, "Asher ish l'asher le'ovei." The HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't consider that. But the tnai is ve'en berucha remia. The person has to, the mida the person has to work on is emes vis-a-vis ramos. That the persons understand clearly what's that higher mailah and what's that higher madrega. And the person understand clearly where he's holding at, and then it's only a question of time where a person will be there as well.